So how would you like to be Edward Liddy? You know, I said I don't know how the Congress people didn't keep from leaping over the dais and attacking the guy, but you and I don't know much about that guy. He's a guy from this area, did apparently a good job over at Allstate, and was asked to step into this position to save AIG and resolve the bonus situation, bonuses that were pledged to employees before he gets there. So he has what he feels is not only a legal mandate, but he also has the need to move this thing along. Now, one of the people that was grilling him yesterday on TV was Don Manzullo, who's been on this show many times, the Republican congressman from Rockford. Don's on the phone right now. Good morning, Don. How are you?
John.
So that's a fair way, I think, don't you, to sympathetically portray the situation that Liddy is in, correct?
It is. Liddy represents the mess, as we see it corporately. Personally, he's got, I think President Bush asked him to step into the breach to try to save the company. At the same time, saving the company, it would clot a lot of bleeding.
Well, if he's the fall,
So
he's the fall guy for this.
Right.
But there still is the this. How is it that we are allowing the people that we believe screwed up to get millions of dollars of bonuses, Don?
John, it's outrageous. I mean, the median household income in Rockford, Illinois, is about $41,000 a year. And what we found out yesterday, as we've been discovering this, is that 71 executives at AIG got in excess of $1 million apiece. One guy got $6.3 million.
Yeah, and
four got $4 million. That's all for 1 year's bonus.
And a dozen of them have left the company. They're going to get those bonuses. They don't even work there, Don.
Yeah, what it was they agreed to these bonuses last March if they would stay on for another year. But those bonuses are in addition to their salary.
All right, they did those in addition to their salary, and so
yeah. These
are six-figure compensated individuals.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me ask you this. If AIG had failed, shy of a government bailout, I don't suppose they would have had the money to pay those people.
That's correct. That's precisely the point.
Notion that it's a guaranteed contract is kind of moot to me then. If the only reason they're getting them is because we saved them, we ought to be able to tie some strings to that.
When the government becomes an 80% owner of a business, then the taxpayers are entitled to accountability and for people there to rejigger their salaries so that they're reasonable.
Well, what happens, Don, if Liddy says no, we're not going to pay the bonuses? It ties up in litigation.
Well, what has happened? The bonuses were already paid. Bonuses were paid on March 15th.
But March 15th, yeah, right, Friday. So some of them were paid on Friday.
And he instructed them. He said that the top five or six are. He asked them to give back 100%. The rest he has to get back 50%. Well, you go from 160 million down to 80 million in a bankrupt company. And, I mean, that's not only outrageous. John, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, now you've got the regulator there saying they're going to give $600,000 bonuses to people in those two bankrupt organizations that are totally owned by the government.
You see why we say people in D.C. don't get it, Don?
They don't get it. They don't get it because they don't understand the pain and the angst. John, I spend my time working with little companies and small business people trying to save them out of bankruptcy and making matches between unemployed people and companies that are hiring.
Don, what do you make of the 100% tax on the bonuses?
Well, it's the last straw that Congress can do to represent the anger of the American people.
Do you support it?
Yes.
Let me ask you this, but here's what
you don't want to use the tax code as a whip like that.
I don't like to see Congress write legislation for six dozen people. That's congressional legislation that affects six dozen people. I think is silly. That's heavy-handed.
Well, that's how the eternal minimum tax started on it. But if it's people are so angry, they can't even.
Do you agree, though, with Liddy's point, though, that it's really just a small fraction of what we're talking about? He didn't use the word distraction, but this is what he means. It's beside the point. Let's move forward. Let's stop quibbling about this. What do you make of that?
Well, you've got to do both. You have to address the abuses in the past, and that includes excessive bonuses, and you have to finish the mop-up that AIG has been trying to do.
Don Manzullo is the U.S. rep from Rockford. He's a Republican on the Financial Services Committee. Let's talk again next week, Don. Stay on this, John, and continue to visit with us, all right?
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Nice to talk to you. Bye, Don.
Same here. Bye-bye.